and at that very moment, a crimson rose opened on top of his head.
No! Who's done this?
The second flower blossomed right in the middle of his pale, sweaty brow. The Baron writhed as he pulled out his right hand. It didn't hold anything. Turning, his hate-filled eyes caught a figure at the entrance to the cavern. Far behind Dee, a diminutive figure who stood dripping wet. It was Lady Anne. She was soaked because, when jumping down the cliff with Dee, she alone had landed in the pool at the bottom. Naturally, there was no reason why Dee would have helped her back out. Reaching shore on her own, she dragged herself inside. And that was when she saw Baron Shuma menacing Dee.
Now, Dee!
Dee was bringing his longsword down on the Baron's head. The Baron didn't have time to raise his stick to ward off the blow. But in that deadly instant, the rock wall exploded. Even Dee was caught off guard by this. His body pelted with pieces of stone and a gust from the blast throwing him to the center of the cavern.
Dee?
At first glance, the thing that appeared looked to be a reddish-black mass about 6.5 feet in diameter. Wrinkles and creases ran through it in some areas, while others swelled like balloons. Even more bizarre were the 4-inch-long barbs that protruded from every inch of it, then pulled back in, extending and retracting over and over, so the essentially spherical shape didn't seem the least bit stable.
Dee, what is this?
Gotta be the weapon's guardian.
One of the barbs on the sphere shot out at Dee like a whip. Dee dashed between the unprepared whips toward the creature's body. After pulling the sword he'd buried to the hilt halfway out again, Dee leapt back. A yellowish ichor that had apparently come from the creature's body clung to the blade, and thanks to it, the sword had begun to melt and give off white smoke. Putting his left hand against the blade, Dee pulled the sword out all the way to the tip. The melting stopped. The liquid was a powerful acid. It had spilled from the wound Dee's sword had caused, turning the already melted rock into boiling hot mud as it began to dissolve.
This is what melted those ancient ruins. Run for it!
White smoke already filled the cavern, and the floor and ceiling were both collapsing. Looking back as he ran toward the cataract with Gordo under one arm and Rosaria under the other, Dee saw in the far reaches of the white smoke the silhouette of the deflating globe spilling deadly fluid everywhere.